Adulting is a roller coaster of really high highs, low lows, and everything in between. If you are in the thick of this ride and changing your mind every 2 seconds about whether you are enjoying it or not, you're in the right place. Every 2 weeks, join the Adulting Out Loud hosts as we talk through our experiences as certified adults, offering each other encouragement, inspiration, and a good laugh. We hope to leave you feeling refreshed and ready to face everything adulting has in store for you. Thanks for listening.
Hi guys, welcome to episode 1 of Adulting Out Loud, where we talk about everything adulting. I am Yunia Kazibwe Njeru. Defining yourself is hard. Like, I feel like it puts you in a box, like, am I this? Am I not this? Who is this person? But yeah, so this is me, Yunia Kazibwe Njeru, Ugandan, married to a Kenyan. We have been trotting between Uganda and Kenya, but right now I'm currently living in Uganda. I am a mom to a soon-to-be 3-year-old. Let me tell you guys, if you do not know what patience is, you're about to find out when you have a toddler. It is a real struggle, my God, this girl. But yeah, it's exciting being a mom. She's soon turning 3, and I can't wait for her to turn 3. When I'm not podcasting, which is my new role, I have a day job, an actual day job, like most people, most adults, and my background is in customer service, though I actually studied social work, which is something many people don't know.
I actually didn't know that.
You didn't know that, Yvonne?
No.
Really, I really, really, really love conversations. And yeah, just sitting and having conversations with my friends about life. So that's the premise for Adulting Out Loud.
My name is Caroline Kako. I'm Ugandan as well, but I'm not Kenyan. I'm Ugandan. Over time, I have found that my professional interests and true passion are really in working with and for people. Human resource management has been a perfect field where I have felt comfortable and at home. With that, really, my background was in human resource management. So I'm thankful that I've gotten to practice what I studied in school, actually.
I know, you're so lucky.
Yes.
You're one of the few, really.
I enjoy getting to know people from different cultures and just to experience the beauty of diversity. And I have the privilege of experiencing this in 3 different continents. Yeah. So it's amazing.
Goals.
I know.
So it's really amazing to see, like, yeah, people's values and the value systems behind people's cultures. You learn so much from that.
It opens up your world.
Exactly. And it helps you see even your culture from a whole different perspective.
This is Yvonne.
Hi.
Modoni Mavenge. Wa Edward. I think that's a Kenyan way of introducing.
What is that?
It is so Kenyan. Edward.
Yeah.
Hog, right?
Am I belonging right? To, yeah.
Belonging to, yeah.
I see.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Mavenge is my son name. But now I'm married to an Edward, so I am Wa Edwards. I belong to him. I'm Kenyan. My professional background is environmental planning and management, and that's currently what I'm doing. I think three quarters of what I've done is in that line. Yeah.
Hey, love.
Sorry, I tell you what that is about.
No, I'm saying I'm so jealous. because you guys are
jealous.
Yes.
Yeah. I also got to, I studied environmental planning and management. So I'm also like Carol. I'm among the, I don't know if it's called the 3%. Yeah. But get to practice what they studied for. Study. Yeah.
Yeah. With the doctors and the teachers.
Yeah. That's true.
Yes. And I really like it. I really like what I do. I actually chose for myself what to do, and it shocked many people because I was, I was really good with many things, sciences, but I had a teacher who impacted my life in secondary school and made me love geography.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so when I was called for other courses, I was actually called for other courses, although one was related to environment, metrology, but it was more of science, and I didn't like that because I wanted something that would have me interact with people. And I remember even my parents took me for counseling, career counseling. They thought I was losing it.
Oh, wow. Your parents even had time to do that. Wow.
Yeah, because everybody thought I'd do engineering because I'd actually qualified for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I even just didn't want it. I'm an in-between.
I think so, because never in my head, like in my head, you're a true artist. Like,
yes, I'm not a true artist, but I'm neither a true scientist. Yeah, I fit in both worlds. Yeah, because the planning aspect makes me fit into the arts, while the management aspect makes me fit into the science.
And then you're not even, okay, this is going to sound so stereotypical, but you're not even geeky. Like, you know how
science... I know.
Okay, scientists listening are going to be like, really? But you know how scientists are like you're, honestly, I really didn't think you're a scientist. Like, scientists are geeky in a good way. Like,
yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah.
So I didn't, like, no, you're so social. Like, you're so out there.
Let me tell you, and now that's the other thing. Some scientists feel I fit more in their world. Let me give you an example, Yunia. Your brother-in-law, Mwangi.
Yeah.
He actually got to know when I was graduating that I didn't do engineering.
What?
Yeah, he was shocked, like, wait, engineering is 5 years. How are you graduating after 4 years?
Now
I see my world in green. What, like, the, anything
green. This girl loves the color green.
I love green as well. It's my favorite
color. Oh, that's good to hear.
And Carol, I didn't know your favorite color is green, Carol. Oh my God, I thought it's purple. Yes.
You thought it's what?
Purple.
No. Purple is not even anywhere on my color. All shades of green, like.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Interesting. So, how did we meet, girls? That's an interesting story, right?
Yeah.
Because what people don't know is Yvonne and Carol have only met scientifically, as people
virtually.
virtually. Not in person. But like, we at least, okay, I know Yvonne. I know Carol. So I'm the person who knows both of you. So I met Yvonne, I actually met Yvonne through my husband, Davis.
Yeah.
Yvonne, do you remember the day we met?
Yes.
You do? I also remember the day we met. We were dating, so we're not yet married.
With Davis. Yeah.
We
were dating.
And like I say, Davis is Kenyan, I'm Ugandan, so we were dating long distance. And it was one of my visits to Nairobi. And like we took a long period of time without seeing each other. Like, we were dating long distance, first of all. And it was in the days of... It was, I think, right before WhatsApp came.
Yes.
And I'm totally dating myself here. But yes, it was right before WhatsApp came. So it was those days of like
Facebook.
Yes, you text each other, then you'll be like, first in gear Facebook, like first get you to Facebook. Then you chat. But you see now, of course, it was also, I think we both didn't have smartphones even. It was just those things of having to be on a laptop to be on Facebook.
Mm.
Or in a cyber, or yeah. So yeah, it was one of those. So we'll take really long without seeing each other. So this time we have planned, I'm traveling. I've traveled actually, I'm in Nairobi. So expectations are really high. Like for me, I'm thinking we've not seen each other. Surely we should have like a nice cozy date, catch up, like what's up, how have you been? No, but Mr. Davis had different plans. So he gets to Nairobi. Of course, it was bus. I think it was like 15 hours.
Yeah.
So he gets to Nairobi. Then the next day, we are now linking up. So we go to Kasarani. Kasarani is a place in Nairobi, Caro.
Okay.
Then, so for me, I'm thinking, okay, yeah, I did what? Davis has other plans. He has a whole list of people that I am meeting on this day.
Oh, really? The day you arrive?
The next day.
Okay.
The next day, but like still, who does that? Mm. Anyway, so I was, to confess, I was slightly irritated. I was not pissed. I was like, okay. So we go there, we meet Yvonne. We actually met her at her home. My friend. We chatted. Yeah, so this is how I met her. I don't remember. I think I met your mom also. Either your mom or your dad.
Yes, my mom.
Your mom, yes. Mm. And Davis was so excited. She was just like, this is Yvonne. Like, she's my good friend. Meanwhile, me, I'm thinking, I'm like, yeah, but we should be on a date. Anyway, nice meeting you, Yvonne. So, yeah, let's show of course, after that, we continued dating. But I think by the time we got married, you had left already to study.
Yes, yes. By the time we got married, I'd already left. Yeah.
So actually, our wedding was when you were away. Then I moved.
Yeah.
Then I was in Nairobi. Then, so you came back when I was in Nairobi. And that's when, like, we really got to
know each
other. Thinking about starting the podcast, you actually among the first people to come to mind.
Mm.
Yes. Just like, oh, I just find you chatty and insightful, and I just be like, yeah, even always has like dope nuggets to drop. I would like that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yes.
So that's how I met Yvonne.
So I met Carol.
Funny, right?
Exactly. 2 months ago, if I'm not wrong. I don't think it's more than 2 months.
It's 2 months.
Really?
Yeah. Mid-May.
I actually thought it's 1 month.
Oh, yeah. It was either mid-May or late or early June. So maybe a month and a half.
Yeah, close to 2 months. Yeah.
Yeah, close to 2 months. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'd heard about her like for... I don't know how long, like maybe since January, around February, when Yunia started talking about this podcast, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And trust Yunia to describe people, so I almost felt as if I knew Carol even before.
I met her. I was so scared. I thought you were going to be like, Yunia, how am I going to be looking at someone I've never met?
No.
I was actually really scared. Like, I was just like, everyone is going to be like, really? Really? Or even Caro. I thought Caro is going to be like...
That's so true, you near. Like, same way for me. Like, well, I hadn't met Yvonne, but I had about your life. Yunia is very good at describing people, and you feel like
yes,
you met them, yet you haven't.
Yeah.
That was a real worry of mine. I was like, hey, what if Yvonne is like, Akino, that Ugandan accent?
Met you near 9 years ago. Is that?
Yes, can you imagine?
I know. Oh my God. Like in 2011. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Near. Kenya at an orientation for a mission.
Oh, wait, it was the June mission first.
No, not the June mission. June mission, no, I was not home then. I came when the June mission had started, yeah. But you remember we had an orientation before we joined as STEM staff.
Yeah.
We had finished campus, so we didn't future held. We were not certain if the decision we had taken was the right one at that moment. Lives. So our friendship devolved through that year. Right?
Yeah.
I remember
I was posted as a STEM staff to Ginger to Carol's hometown. Ginger.
Yes. Yeah. We visited and then we kept in touch. And then friendship grows. And if you're intentional about it, then it lasts.
Yeah.
You have invested in it for as long as you want it to last. Yeah. In emails, and then WhatsApp came in and made things easier.
WhatsApp
calls.
It was so nice. It was so nice. Because I felt like Carol, you're so good with that whole thing, obviously, because you've been globetrotting. So you're so good with that whole thing of like culture shock, where you just get somewhere and everything is so different. Like when I I used to enter Matatu and I see it, and then I'm like, why is this conductor asking me for money when I've not even reached quarter way the journey? Like, why am I paying you? You know how in Kampala, like, you see that thing when you're literally getting out of the taxi.
Right.
Carol, my friend, when you go to Nairobi, you just sit with your money in your pocket.
Yeah.
Those guys get so pissed because they would get to me and I would be there digging in my bag for money. I don't have money with you. Like, you've been seeing people paying. Then me and myself thinking, I thought these people were getting out papa. That's why they were paying so early. Why am I paying you early?
Pink. People should expect realness. Because the three of us are in the middle of it, in the thick of adulting. So I guess realness is one of the things that will be there, because we are either going through it or we know somebody who's going through it directly. It's not just stories, it's real life.
But I'm curious to know, like, why did you, like, what made you, when I asked you guys to be part of the podcast, what made you guys be like, you guys, I was so scared to ask. I was like, how am I going to ask? Should I send an email? So what made you guys be like, okay, like, to say yes to my request? Because I felt like it was a big ask. I felt like, guys, you're going
to really?
Yes.
Yeah, you mean I know, like, you were nervous about it.
I was so nervous, Yvonne. Like, I kept thinking, why I was so nervous is you're both very private people. So I knew it was like going to like throw you in the deep, and then you're going to be like, now, okay, does this mean, you know, like putting myself out there?
Carol, do you want to start?
I thought you wanted to start, Yvonne. But well,
I will start. I don't mind starting.
Okay, you can start.
So, by the way, for me, it was not a brainer.
Oh.
Yeah. For me, it was a brainer. Sorry. It was like, I don't even have to think about it. Immediately you asked, I was like, yeah.
So what did you wait for all these weeks?
That's the thing. I actually, in the middle of our conversation, I was like, yeah, but I think you are too nervous to hear me say yes.
You actually said,
I'm serious. I'm so serious. And by the way, my husband Edu was like, why did you just do that? Because I played with you. Like, you went like, no, but I think you need time to pray and think about it. So take as long as you want. Yeah.
When
you said take as long as you want, I'm like, you know what, girl? You know, I've already said yes, but if you want me to take time, I'll take time. And I think that's why I actually forgot about it. I remember you had to ask me.
Yes.
Did you think? Because I'd already, in my head, I'd already said yes. So there was nothing to think about. It's until when you asked, I was like, oh, yeah. I messed with your head. I think I was excited about the thought of it from the beginning. I don't know what. I think the main reason is because I'm at a point in my life where I feel adulting is easier because of experiences of others, you know?
Yeah, I think so too.
That's right.
Like whenever
you would, like, we would meet up, you know, like let's say with a girl or even just with any of my other friends, whether it's one-on-one or with a group of girls, what we would really be talking about would actually be just like life as an adult. And then we'd always be nostalgic about campus and just being like, hey, campus was so much. Like it was so easy to see each other. You know, it was not so much of a hassle. And then we'll just be talking about life, about dating, breakups, getting married, having out workmates, colleague, boss, whatever it is. Like, we'll just be sharing. And then I realized what we're really sharing about really is just life as an adult and how we are experiencing it.
I think my reaction, I remember, Inia, when you asked, I just, like, went silent for a few minutes. And I was just thinking, oh no, this is like a stretch for me. It's taking me up to who I am. Like, I'm not sure.
I actually remember you saying, Inia, this is such a stretch.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not sure I want to put myself there, or, you know, like, I'm not used to that. I prefer, you know, do things in the back door or meet people privately. And but also because that is probably my personality and just the nature of who I am in some ways. But then I thought about it, and then I just realized, well, exact same thing that I'm already doing or that I have been doing. And so this is just like another platform.
And we hope you find encouragement, inspiration, and truth.